Okay, let's get into Moed Katan, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud Aleph. As we here have the last section of the second parak, and then getting into the third parak of Elu Megalchin. So let's get into the last parak, the last mishnah here in the second parak. So we talk more about more issues of what is allowed Chol HaMoed. After all, that's what this mesechta is about. This mesechta is called Moed Katan, smaller, lesser of secondary part of Yontif. So the Chazal wanted to protect it from its sanctity, even though it doesn't have full Isser Malacha. But as we've mentioned, the Diak, it is Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Right? Rosh Chodesh is not Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha, while Chol HaMoed is. There are Heterim. And as we've noted, Machlokes Daraisa Darabanan about the Malacha of Chol HaMoed. We recently had the language that many of the Mefarshim quote on the last daf, the klum asu la'asos malacha b'chol shemoel el kedei shi ochlin v'shosin v'yigain b'torah. Isn't that the purpose of Isser Malacha, which sounds like a Derabanan Lashon, but we mentioned maybe not. That's the Ritva Daf Beis, which talks about maybe that Lashon is can be Daraisa, but that's when there's Davar Ha'avid, so that's where it would be an Isser Derabanan. Okay, so Mechapen es Aksios Bakash, last Mishnah here. One is allowed to, if one has drying figs in the field, one is allowed to take straw and cover the figs, right, for protection, right? Because the rain is going to come, you want to protect the figs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Ma'abin. Rabbi Yehuda says, our gears is we have Af. The Gemara is going to take out the word Af. But Ma'abin means when we just pile the figs very close to each other, on top of each other. So rather than straw protecting the figs, the upper layer of the figs will cover the lower layer of the figs. All right, if we make one big pile and very thick ma'abin, so that's what we're allowed to do. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to take out the word af. Mochrei peiros ksus v'kelim. If somebody sells the fruit and clothing and kelim, mochrei mitzidol lezor chamoid. Right, fruit is allowed to be sold bitzina litzorech hamoed. Why only bitzino? Because these are items that don't have to be sold for the chag. Maybe they'll be sold for after the chag as well. Right, the kind of fruit that we're talking about here are not fruit that are going to go bad within a day, but it's fruit that will last, similar to ksus and kalim. So therefore, you're only allowed to do it bitzina. Only allowed to do it bitzina. That's the lashon of the ritva here at the end of the Masechta. He said at the end of the parak. So he says, "Va'asikna dekaro pitov heimochren tavlin chayotzid bo letzorach hamoed mochren kedarkan b'shuk befaresia." If he's selling spices have to be used for today, tomorrow, then he can sell that regular. Ubelo shem shinui kivan shein dvarim hanikarin shelakichasam letzorach hamoed. Because their lakicha is for sure letzorach hamoed. Avol shar dvarim shehein nikchim lifamim lahatzniyam. Other things that sometimes are sold in order to just put away for another time, ein mochunos anela b'shinui b'tzina. That requires the private b'shinui chutz the erev yontif achron shemochun akol b'farhesia b'shuk b'shul kavod yontif v'chein halach. Except erev yontif, so then we assume whatever you're selling is and buying is for the yontif, and therefore you're allowed to do it straight out. So the Mishnah says if somebody is selling fruit, just for kalim, you're allowed to sell b'tzina litzarech hamoid. And then Rav Chaikanievsky also points this out. Peiros hamiskaimin la'achar hamoid. Dumi duksus v'kelim. Hatzayadin v'adashoshes la'grosos. These types of professional sayadin, trappers, v'adashoshos, and those that thresh the wheat, v'adagrosos, and those that crush the beans. Osin bitzina l'tzorech hamoed. Also, they do bitzina for the l'tzorech hamoed. Again, if it's not l'tzorech hamoed, you can't do it. That's tircha yaseira. But if it's a Zorach HaMoed, you're allowed to do it, but Sinna, because it looks like it could be used as afterwards. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ei Mechmir Al Atzma. Rabbi Yossi says, they were Machmir. The Bavli has a question, what does this Lashon mean, Ei Mechmir Al Atzma? Our Gemara is going to say it means that these Sayyadin, the Shoshos, wouldn't even do it, but Sinna, right? They wouldn't do it at all. They were Machmir, and we'll see if that was a good thing or not. Good. Kaini masnisa ma'abin. The Mishnah really should say ma'abin, meaning take out the word af. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, as we have seen throughout this Masechta so far, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's more machmir. So how can you say here means af? Not only are you allowed to cover the figs with straw, but you're also allowed to thicken them and put them all in a pile? No. Doesn't mean that. It means you're only. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to use straw. you're only allowed to be ma'abin. You're only allowed to take the figs themselves and pile them up and cover them. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Says the Karbana Eda. V'lo garsinan af. The Rabbi Yehuda machmir bi isure moed yoser mitana kama. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir in this world of Isser Malach and Chala Moed. Rabbi Yossi, Kedamrina, it says in the beginning of the parak, it says, Davches, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yova Davar Memuad. As we know, what are you allowed to do with the beginning of this parak? What are you allowed to do with the wine and you started crushing the grapes and you started squeezing the oil? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yovad Davar Memuad, Val Yovad Davar Meruba. Rabbi Yehuda says, you could prevent at Hefsin Meruba. You can't prevent a hefsin muat. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that lose a davar muat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, I'll yovah davar kalikar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you shouldn't lose at all. You're even allowed to prevent a hefsin muat. So that's four. It can't be that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is the one that is machir. Rabbi Yehuda is mekos. That's why we take out the word af, and he is machir. Kahana Omar, Kahana, some say it's a different, whenever Kahana comes up in the Yerushalmi, he comes up somewhat often. Some say it's a different Rav. Then Rav Kahana, or others say it was Rav Kahana that came when he was younger, before he became the great leader that he was. He was just called Kahana. So Kahana Amar is milin b'moed the kashin min ahalusu min negarim. Well, there are some things about Chol HaMoed that are so difficult to understand, right? Even harder than ahalus and negarim. Those are the two that are symbolic of hard besechtas in Chazal, right? Sometimes if there was one or two stories that there was a Tana that was better in halacha than in agada. So his friend said, "Klachitz on agam ga'ahalas." Right. Well, why don't you go back to ga'ahalas and negayim? You know, stay away from the homiletics. So here, Kahana said these halachas are very difficult. Why? Taman amar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav. Because over there, by Hilchas Shabbos, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Bamet Tomnin tells us. Right, the Karbon Eidah quotes it. B'shem Rab Baruch Matzal Zagabi Ashifuf B'Shabbos regarding Hilchas Muksa. Right, we know the third and the fourth parak of Shabbos has a lot about Bishul, but also a lot about Muksa. So if I have Shifuf, that's a pile of bricks that are going to be used for construction. Those are Muksa, probably Muksa Machmas Chesra and Kis. I'm allowed to cover them with a reed mat. Parsa Machzelas. Right, we don't hold like those opinions that say Ein Kli Nital El Sarf Davar Hanital. There are some Tanam that hold that not only is Muksa Asr, but I'm not allowed to move non-Muksa items for the Muksa items, right? The Dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak. But no, we hold not. You're allowed to spread the reed mat over to protect the bricks, right? Says the Karbon Eidah, V'lo Amrinan, Hovei Natsman Muksa Nafa Kli Lo Yinatul Tzarchan. We don't pass in that way. So you're allowed to spread a reed mat over bricks. So V'ko Amr Hachin, and here you're not allowed to spread straw over the figs, or you have other limitations. So how are we supposed to understand this, right? Chol HaMoed is more chamer than Shabbos? That can't be, right? Rabbanan, the Kesar B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. No, they explain as follows. Latolish ben Akarka b'nehan. Our Mishnah that has the machlokas between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're allowed to cover the figs with straw, is talking about, are you allowed to cut them and cover, right? The straw is still attached. Right, are you allowed to cut them and cover? That's the machlokas. If it's already cut, for sure it's mutter, right? Because it's more makel than Shabbos. But the question is, can you cut them? So Rabbanan Amri kotzer uma'abe. Right, Rabbanan say, yeah, kotzer uma'abe. You're allowed to, the Tanna Kamma says you're allowed to cut them and use them to, for the thick cover of the figs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yikser lo ya'abe. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to harvest, right? Just use them for, you know, covering the, figs themselves, but not using the straw. Good. So that's how it's not more machmer than Shabbos. Kiblo aleim charmi tveria v'deshoshe akko v'grosi siporin. These professional merchants, those that trap and those that thresh and crush, they decided to lasos malacha b'chol HaMoed. That's the last line of the Mishnah. They were machmer themselves. They decided not to do any malacha. You see, these are the centers of Torah at that time. Tveria, Akko, and Sipori, all up north. So Nicha, Grosi, Sipori, and Deshoshi, Akko. I understand those two were machmir. There's no downside. There's no risk factor because when you're crushing or threshing, that's for the future. Fine. Cherme, Tveria, Veinem, Amata, B'Simcha, Sarega. But what about those that trap fish in Tveria? Right? Why Tveria? Because that's where the Kinneret was. So that's where they used to trap fish. So doesn't that minimize Simcha, Sarega? People aren't going to have fish. So the Gemara says, yeah, two days. Sadhu b'chaka, sadhu b'machmoros. well, maybe the first day is that they used to, they did. It just means that they didn't trap in the normal way. That's what it means that they were machmer themselves. They didn't trap with the normal traps that trap a lot. But they used to use singular traps, a hook, a trap that would trap, you know, one by one on a smaller scale. That's what they did. So the Gemara says, even so, even so, if you do that, there's not going to be so many fish and people are going to have a miut. It's Simchas HaRegel. So how would they allow to do that? The answer is, you're right. Rabbi Ami make alone. Rabbi Ami would curse them, would be very upset at them. She b'mata b'Simchas HaRegel. Rabbi Ami would be upset because they would be b'mite in Simchas HaRegel. This is a perfect example of an inappropriate chumrah. We have discussed in the past that sometimes, you know, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Asus Yag LaTorah, and the Ramban Kedoshim Tihu. It's always a good thing to add on and to pile on. But not always. Not always are chumras appropriate. Right, we've spoken about the different limitations, but one of the limitations is if you are negatively affecting someone else. Right here, by their own personal chumrah, they're being mamayed in the Simchas HaRegel of the community. Right? And that's an inappropriate chumrah then. Inappropriate chumrah. And Rabbi Ami was upset. Right? That's the story in Mesechta Brachos when they come to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and they ask him to be the next Nasi, right? Because Rabbi Gamliel had been removed and he's the only one. And what's his response? His response is, I have to go ask my wife. I have to ask my wife. What do you have to ask your wife for? Your wife's not becoming the chief rabbi. She's going to become the wife of the chief rabbi. So what do you have to ask your wife for? So explain the Mefarshim that, yeah, because if you are taking, it's not a chumrah, but you're taking about yourself something in Avodas Hashem, if it's going to possibly negatively affect someone else, you have to ask the permission. Can't step on their toes. You're going to be out of the house more. You're not going to be home for to be with the kids. They're not going to do the shopping. It'll be much busier. So you have to ask. But the Chafetz Chaim says this is exactly what Avram Avinu did. When Avram Avinu fought the war of the four kings and the five kings, says that Avram Avinu did not take anything. Did not take anything of the spoils. Biladai, but then he says, besides those that fought with me, Hem Yiklu Chalkam. Right? They could take whatever they want. What do you mean? If Avraham Avinu thought that it was a good chumrah not to take any of the spoils, so why didn't he just, you know, spread that and say, nobody's going to take the spoils? The answer is because he wasn't going to be machmir on somebody else's account. Right? He wasn't going to be machmir. So he says, I'm going to be machmir, but I'm going to let everybody else, you know, take what they want. Right? Other examples of this as well, you know, where one negatively affects, you know, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sota, about a chassid shota. Right? Chassid shota, what's a chassid shota? You know, if somebody, sees a woman drowning and he's a lifeguard and he's able to save the woman. And, I don't look at women. I don't look at women. Right. Even especially in bathing suits. If you're able to, I mean, there's a halacha of histaklus, but if you have the ability to save a woman, or the Yerushalmi case that, Tosfos quotes there, also in Sota, that if somebody's wearing tefillin and he wants to take off his tefillin before he jumps into the water. And so again, this is, examples of behavior that it is inappropriate because it is negatively affecting someone else. This is an example of that, Rabbi Ami. The chumrah is inappropriate because it's ruining Simchas HaRegel for everyone else. Hajalah Perek Mishahafach. Rabosai, we start the last perek here of Seder Moed Yerushalmi. Ve'ilu Magalchim. Ve'ilu Magalchim Baboy. This perek is known as the perek of Avelus. It's not all about Avelus, but it's much about Avelus. The rush here on this perek has 100 simanim. Exactly, kuf. 100 simanim about Hilchas Avelus and all the halachas that come up in this parak, but it also talks about Menude and Mitzora and Avel, because those three are often put together. But we start off with talking about Chol HaMoed, right, because that's what this Masechta is about. V'ilum HaGalcha B'moed. The following people can take a haircut and shave on Chol HaMoed. Those who were unable to shave beforehand. Tabami, Medina Sayyam. Somebody comes from Medina Sayyam. Somebody comes from a trip far away. Umi Beis Hashviya, or somebody got out of being captive. Ba'yev Beis Rasurim, somebody got out of jail. Umenuda Shitiyu L'Chacham, a Menuda, someone who was excommunicated, that the rabbis, Pashup Shat, the rabbis, said that you can be out of your Nidui on the Chol HaMoed. All of these cases, you are allowed to because you didn't have a chance beforehand. Or somebody had a neder that they weren't allowed to get a haircut and they did the Hataras Adarim on Chol HaMoed. Ve'hanazir, or a nazir who ends his naziris on Chol HaMoed, and therefore part of his tara process is that he gets a haircut. If I'm mitzora, mitumas l'tara, so I'm mitzora. That's going from his state of tumah to his state of tara. So all of these, if they couldn't do it beforehand, so then they're able to get a haircut on a chalamoy. But everyone else, meaning the normal din, is that you're not allowed to get a haircut on Chalamoed. The question is, why would that be? Why is it us? So it says the Ritva here, the first Ritva on the Gemara in this parak, Pirish, Da'af agav di giluach malacha gemura hi, even though giluach, you might say, is a malacha gemura, and therefore not appropriate for Chalamoed, right? It's the malacha, you might say, of Gozes, mikom akom, kivan shehu tikun haguf, the yipui panim, but because it is beautifying the physical bodies, kitzorech ochal nefesh dummy, important line, right? Shaving and haircut is like a tzorech of ochal nefesh, right? It's a physical need. Ukiditznan, haya osa osa takshi teaba moed, vein la tzorech moed, gadamizeh, right? Like we learned earlier, that a woman can put on certain types of makeup and jewelry, on chalamoid, or adornments, and there's no greater tzorech hamoed. So therefore, that's what the pressure is here, right? The Ritva says, right? Why would it be usher? So why is it usher? Says the Gemara. Amar of Simon Gazer Alei, actually cuts the regal menuvalim. We want to figure out a way that everybody would make sure to shave and get a haircut before Yontif. So by not allowing it on Yontif, people might say, you know what? Okay, I'll go into Yontif a little menuval, a little, unkept because of Chol HaMoed. I'll have plenty of time. Right before Yontif is very busy. I'm not going to work for a week. I'm rushing. So, Chazal wanted to figure out a way to make sure that people took care of it before Yontif. And therefore they said, okay, on Yontif, you can't, shave and get a haircut in that way. There is a day of Rabbeinu Tam, which we don't paskin like. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, if the whole svara is, we want to make sure that somebody shaves beforehand. So what happens if somebody actually did shave beforehand? If somebody shaves on Erev Yontif, so maybe we should say, okay, they could shave on Yontif, because the whole purpose is to make sure you shave before it, but they did. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. But, we don't really pass like Rabbeinu Tam. The tour, it's in Tafkuf Lamed Aleph. Ein Megalchen Memoed. Vatam Shle Ikanis Lamoed Shu Menuval. Pirish. Shem Haya Yochal Galeach Memoed. Because if a person would get a haircut on a Memoed, Hoya Choshis Galeach Erev Memoed. He wouldn't be so concerned to shave on Erev Moed, Vidnibsa, Nichnas Lamoid, Minuval, U Mitzvah, Kol Adam, Lagalea, Kodem Amoid, Lichvod Hamoid, Vakivan Shuasa, Lagalech Lamoid, Yizer Lagal Kodemoid. Verabeno Tam, Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam says, Tkivan Shizewa Tam, because this is the reason, Imkain, Gila Kodem Amoid, Muta Lagalech Lamoid. Right? So, if this is the reason, Rabbeinu Tam says, so, you know, it must be that if you're Begalech before the Moed, fine, that it's Mutter on Yantif, because then the whole reason doesn't apply. Vikashe ma'od lahatir. Says the tour. Yeah, it makes sense, but I find it hard. Why? Vigamit, number one, ma'od lahatir, maybe misvara, maybe because of low plug. Vigam einonira came mitoha gemara. So he says, sounds like logically, I find it hard, you know, because Chazal would make a low plug. And also textual, right from the gemara. The emisa, because if it's true, havile laforta. It should have listed this, bahadi hanach ditznan elu magalchin. Should have listed it in the Mishnah. The example of those who still can. Ki hechi tekamar gabi kibus. Just like it says by laundering, call me she'inlo el acholak echad. If somebody only has one shirt, and you washed it before Yontif, and it gets dirty, so you mutl chasav amoid. Bishop dafilo kipso kodem amoid, hu choser umislachlech. Because even if you wash it before the moid, it gets dirty again. Hachanami havele lefrushe atera, dimgila kodem amoid. Number one. So number one, textual. Number two, va'od, says the tour. By the time you come on the first day of Chol HaMoed and you have a shadow, a 5 o'clock shadow, as it's called, you know, so then who knows if you, shaved beforehand. So therefore, and he quotes others, but that's Rabbeinu Tam maybe makes sense, but the Tur and the Poskim are not, fans of that shita. A similar idea that we have besides Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says now, is in the following. Taban Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, about Anshi Mamad and the Anshi, the Kohanim in Titus, Anshi Mishmar Anshi Mamad, the Anshi Mamad who come, and are going to work in the Beis HaMikdash that day, the Kohanim, the Levium, they're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. Why? Because we want them to do it before they come. And therefore, it's us to do it on the day. On Thursday, they're allowed because of Kavod Shabbos. But other days are us. B'shem Chizkiya, Gazer Olein, Shalei Katz Lo Shabbos and Menuvalim. Same thing, we don't want them to go into their week of service in the Beis HaMikdash, coming in not shaven and Menuvalim, therefore we make them get a haircut and shave beforehand. Tani B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Habam Indina Sayam Asla L'Galech. Rabbi Yehuda argues on our Mishnah, if you come from Medina Sayam, you're not allowed to get a haircut. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Kedaite, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Asa Lafarish, Liyama Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't travel. You're not allowed to travel to dangerous places, even for Parnassa. So the Gemara says elsewhere, the Baali discusses this, we're not talking about where somebody needs to the basic living expenses. Maybe this is La Harvacha for profit. How much risk is one allowed to take for profit? That's the issue. See in the Pnei Moshe. Mipnei HaSakana, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Ukishayotze laharvacha hu depalag Rabbi Yehuda v'lasel chazakavase. To take a certain level of risk, right? That's the sugi of Shomer Psalm Hashem. That there's certain behaviors that people accept to take, even though there is some type of risk. Crossing a street is a risk factor. And eating certain types of foods have a risk factor in the long run. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, in this case, it's Asur, and that's why, if it was Asur to take that trip in the first place, so when you come back, he's not going to allow you to get a haircut because you weren't allowed to go in the first place. So the Gemara says, Me'ata, Kohen Shi'asa L'Chutz La'aretz. So about a Kohen who goes to Chutz La'aretz. Hol V'yasa Shlo B'rso Chachavim, Y'asa L'Ol G'alech. Go to Rabbi Yehuda. A Kohen can't go to Chutz La'aretz. Why? Chutz La'aretz has Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, that they didn't bury restrictions in Chutz La'aretz. Some of the guy might have buried in certain places, therefore we don't have the Kohen to become Tameh Mace. So if the Kohen goes out, so then it's a problem, isn't it? So Gemara assumes that according to Yehuda, according to anyone who holds of the Isser of the Kohen going to Chutz La'aretz, right, so that would be Usser for him to come back and get a haircut. So we have some a number of sugyas relating to that. So Chad Kohen, Asa L'Gabi Rabbi Chanina, there was a Kohen that came to Rabbi Chanina, Amar Lo Ma'alatzes, Latzur, Lasos Dvar Mitzvah, Lachlos Eliyab. He wants to go to Tzur. Tzur is up north, Lebanon, right? So he wants to go out for a Dvar Mitzvah. He wants to do Chalitz or Yibam, right? His brother died at Chutz La'aretz. He wants to go, a Kohen wants to go and do Chalitz or Yibam. Can he go? So Rabbi Chanina is not a fan. Amar Le, Achiv Shaloso Ish Yatza. Your brother went out, right? Your brother went out, and look what happened to him. Baruch HaMakam Shadagafo. Whoa. Right? Hashem cut him down, right? Because he was living in life in sin. You want to follow and do the same thing? Wow. Right? He seems to say that he can't go out. Is the boy Meimar Hakin or a similar version? Amar Le, Achiv Shaloso Ha'ish, Hinia Chik Imo, V'chibeche Nachriya. Eretz Yisrael is called the bosom of one's mother, right? Not a stranger, right? So this person left his mom, his mother, Eretz Yisrael, and went into a strange land. Baruch Shen Negafo, but Mevakish Lasos Chayotze Bo. Right, serious lashon that is used here. Right, does it? Rabbi Avadia has a tshuva, Yechavadas in Chelek Hey Simin Nun Zayin can Hamuter L'Toshav Eretz Yisrael Latzeis L'Chutz La'aretz L'Schora. Can a person who lives in Israel go for a business trip in Chutz La'aretz? O l'tiyul amanas lachzor, achar kach la'eretz Yisrael. So there are many greats that do that. But Rav Avadia has asked this question. He goes through, obviously, the mitzvah, the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael discussion, and notes that we paskin, of course, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, just the sikum, as we know, Yechavadas always has a sikum at the end. Mutter l'tzeiz me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz l'sarach parnasa l'eschora. U'bavachi yamanas lachzor, la'eretz behekdeim, to come back as soon as you can. Avolish takeya b'chutz la'aretz aser to make you redaz aser va'aser latzeis he's machmir va'aser latzeis b'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz l'tayel afilu b'nas lachzor l'eretz Yisrael there are enough places to tayel in Eretz Yisrael u'mutar latzeis l'chutz la'aretz l'motorav li'si'isha b'nas lachzor l'eretz Yisrael v'chein you could do shlichus on behalf of Klal Yisrael to learn to be mechazek v'chulu v'hayordim Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz he has very strong lashon those who go to chutz la'aretz to live to be marbeb in nechasim. Vilareshes mishkenos lo lahem ulehis aneg al sir habasar umoasim beeretz chemda gadol avanam inso. Very strong lashon. Vigarmim galus lahem lozaram achrisam achrayem. Vlefamim yigru lebneim tmi of hisbolus. He leads to intermarriage and losing oneself. Bechulu. And he talks about the Eretz Yisrael there. Okay, does this Gemara, does it also reflect on the sugya, Dafka, the mitzvah that he wanted to do is Yivam or Chalitza? Or, you know, a big sugya in Mesechas Yevamos. How much is Chalitza, let's say, a matir or a mitzvah? Let's say there's no, he's not going to do Yivam. He's going to do Chalitza. What if the person, that the woman is 100 years old and he's 101 years old? They're not going to get married. They're not going to have children. Do you still have to do Chalitza? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a matir? That's the question. Again, a big sugya. Just one makar. One makar. If you look in the Sefer HaKovetz, in the back of the Rambam, Sefer HaKovetz, back of the Frankel Rambam, the first piece in the Sefer Likutim in Yevamos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam's lashon is a mitzvah aseh ben haTorah to do Yibim Chalitza. The Rambam says, mitzvahs, the Sefer HaKovetz says, mitzvahs aseh zu pashit to hu kishar mitzvahs, kamo shofar velula v'domehem, v'im hi v'hu mirutzim, shalo liyabe v'lo lachlotz, v'ritzona l'sheves galmuda v'aguna. She wants to say, unmarried, bezdin kofin osam l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Well, bezdin is kofin them, and the Rai quotes from Yivam Estav Chaf, that we say, asi docha lo saseh, by Yibam. So he says, if it was supposed to be a matir, not a mitzvah, we wouldn't say, asi docha lo saseh. Okay, big discussion. In that sugya. We continue. Shimon bar Ba'as, l'gabi Rabbi Chanina, amar leik sov l'chad igra da'aykir. He says, could you please write me a letter of recommendation? I'm going to Chutz Laretz, where we had something like this earlier, where he gave him a haskama. Here not. David Levanasasi La Arab Bir Yasa. I want to go out to Chutz Laretz. Amar lo. Lamachar, he says, no, I'm not giving you a bracha. Lamachar ani holei chesed lavasecha. Tomorrow, in the future, I'm going to die. And I'm going to see your parents in Shemayim. You omrim li, they'll tell me. Netiacha shal chemda shahai salona be'eretz Yisrael. Hitarta lo lateis lachutz laretz. We left one gift. We left a child in Eretz Yisrael. And you facilitated going to Chutz Laretz. Oh. Okay. There's a lot more, but we'll continue. Vayez v'ezra serv. So he gets out of jail. Then he could get a haircut. Havinan Savrin Meimar B'Shayachal V'Sheisal Goyim. This is only maybe if it was in a non-Jewish jail where he wouldn't be able to get a haircut while he's there. Avon Layachal V'Sheisal Yisrael Lo. So we originally think that if he's in jail with Jews, not, because maybe he'll be able to get a haircut then. Asad Meimar L'Chana. We paskin Mafil Chal V'Sheisal Yisrael. Even if it's a Jewish jail, Eino Ariv Adam L'Galech V'Sheisal Asurin. It's not his focus. When he's in jail, he's not focused on grooming himself and taking care of himself. So we will allow even a guy who gets out of a Jewish jail to get a haircut. What's the case? If it's a case where they got rid of the nidui before Yantif, that he should have gotten a haircut before Yantif. If he didn't, so then still Aligalech, still he should have got a haircut. Why? Carbon 8 explains. He should have gone to them and tried to do tshuva and get it done before get rid of it before Chalaboy. So either way, it should be Asur. He did go before Yantif, and they were matured before the regal, but this Gemara holds, there's a minimum. Even if they get rid of it, it's got to be at least 30 days. And those 30 days go into Yantif. Right, Nidui has to be at least 30. Nezifa, which is a lower level rebuke, has to be at least 7 days. Where's the remez to that? When we had the meat in the midbar, and Hashem says, a month, until it comes out of your nose, he was omitted us. They nezifa b'chusam b'shiva yamim, and nezifa, the lower level rebuke, is at least 7 days. Haloti kalem shivas yamim, right by Miriam Hanavia, where she got the tzaras for 7 days. Rebbe hayamoker l'bar alasa. Rebbe used to give covet to his son-in-law, bar alasa, who was a chashiv person, but he just wasn't a tamal chacham. Amrle bar kapara. Bar kapara was upset that Rebbe gave him all this covet. So kalama shalom the Rebbe, va'at. So he wants to set him up. So Rav Kapara goes to ask his son-in-law. You know, everybody has shilas to your father-in-law, but you don't ask anything. So Amalei Manishla, he said, what should I ask? So he gives him a riddle to ask. Amalei Shaol, ask the following. Mishamayim Nishkafa, from heaven it looks down. The riddle's answer is death. From dead, it looks down from heaven. Homaya biyarkase beise, it causes confusion in the house. Mifachedas kobale kenafayim. Everyone who has wings, meaning everybody, tries to fly away from it. Ra'uha or Ra'uni Na'arim Benechbo. People see me and try to hide. V'yashishim kamu amadu. But the old people, the young people run away, but the old people stand up and, you know, have to deal with it. Hanas Yomar Ho Ho. Those that run away say, whoa, whoa. Vanilka Nilka Bavono. And those are caught in its sin. So this is the, riddle that Ben Elasa asked Rebbe. Savach Rebbe v'chamsi gachech. Rebbe turned around and saw that Bar Kapara was laughing and smiling when he was asking this. He knew what was going on. So Amar Rebbe, eini makir chazakein. Rebbe says, I don't know who you are, but I'm not going to be makir you. So he realized, V'yada, the less humus man yibiyome. Bar Kappar realizes what he did was wrong, and he realized that he was never going to become a getzmicha in Rebbe's days. That's why he's Bar Kappara. He's not Rav Bar Kappara. Big Shalindo is Rebbe Meir. They wanted to put Rebbe Meir into Cherem. We're talking about Nidu here. Why they want to put him into Cherem? Either because he was so smart and they couldn't handle his psakim. That's in Bavli, Ervin Yud Gimel, or maybe other stories. Learning from Acher, some suggest. So Amar Lahen, Eini Shomei Alachem. Rebbe says, okay, I'm not going to accept it. Achetomuli, tell me all the halachas. As mi menadin, al ma menadin, al kamadvar menadin. Tell me all of the details about who you're allowed to be menada and when and how. Rebbe was telling them, you don't have the right. You don't have the right to do that. Big Shulindos as Rebbe Eliezer, they wanted to be menada Rebbe Eliezer. Right? The story of Tanur Shalach Noi. So we'll have to see the version of this story here as compared to Bamitzi and the Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. We'll stop here.